Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage: it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapriston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapriston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapriston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning, it's Willard Sapriston.
And Peter Greco.
It's Saturday, June 22nd, 2019. We're on ESPN 1520. Show's brought to you by Sapriston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester. Member FINRA SIPC, MSRB, RIA. Give us a ring. We're live. It's 10:05 this Saturday, 716-803-1520. Or 800-879-7541. If you're listening tonight on the rebroadcast from 12 to 1, we're not here. If listening to our shows archived at our website, Sapriston, SAPERSTON.com, we're not on the archive shows either live, right?
We were live when we originally did them.
Yes, we were.
I don't know why you're saying we're not live. What about the live streaming?
In case someone, well, live and streaming, yeah. And what do you do if you want to leave a note?
Boy, I don't know. What do you do? I guess I better explain it because you can.
I thought you
people.
Should because yeah. I'm busy.
Well, you go to sapriston.com, SAPERSTON.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. Live streaming comes up. Click on live streaming. Go to the bottom of the page. There's a chat box there. You can type in a question. Type in a symbol. If you put a symbol in, let us know what you're looking to do, buy, hold, sell, whatever, so we can analyze it based on that. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Or, as we said, you can use the chat box there. So, once again, sapriston.com, Dollar Doctor tab, live streaming, bottom of the page. You can type in a question, type in a symbol, and if you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. You know, right now, very easy to get in because the phone lines are wide open at this time. So
we have some chat box chatter.
Really? Chatter,
yeah.
Huh? What do you got?
Someone is looking at WDC. Just see if that's
Western Digital there.
We canceled that last week, so here we go. Here's a live one. What's the better chart? BSX, KGC, or SE?
What was the first one there?
SE. BSX. I got to write this down.
Well, it's all right.
KGC.
We'll have phone calls pretty soon by the time you finally get around to this.
I'm doing my best. Okay. I was late today.
I thought I was the one who was late.
I didn't want to say that.
Right. Once again, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541.
SE is C Limited, Singapore. Nice chart. Closed at 34, price objective 53, end point and figure, zero dividend. It's an internet company.
Right. What were the other two stocks? Nice chart. It's going a long way.
BSX.
Boston Scientific.
One of my favorites.
Another nice chart. Nice What's chart. The best chart?
There's one more. KGC. And that looks, KGC is Kinross Gold. And it is yet to break out.
Kinross Gold, what would your vote be for the best chart?
Are you asking me?
I'm asking you.
BSX.
You're right. But the only
reason. What do you mean I'm right? How do you know? We won't know I'm right to call us in a year.
Right, no.
We don't know.
But the first one, what was the first one? SC?
SC.
SC. Is a momentum stock, all right? So you're chasing momentum as it's moved a long way. BSX just broke out of a nice consolidation.
I like the group, too. I like the sector.
So, it came out of a nice consolidation. The consolidation gives you good support. So if you're a momentum player, I guess you could go with SC. But if you want to go with something that just broke out of a consolidation, I'd go with BSX.
I'm not a momentum player. Good morning, the Dreamer.
Good morning, Willard. Good morning, Peter.
Can you hear us?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I don't know. You
seem low,
but
I guess I got it. You sound a little bit tin can-ish, as they say.
Well, try it again. Go ahead.
It's my cell phone, probably.
Oh, no, it's not. We probably didn't have our little volume controls turned up properly.
That's possible.
It was. Because I just turned it up. You sound loud.
There you go. Now I can hear you, because usually I can monitor you, but it was very difficult.
Oh, okay. So what's going on?
You tell me.
Well, I
gold
thought...
Gold hit 14. That's the first time in 6 years.
Gold closed at 14.03.
Look at the GLD point and figure chart.
Yeah, well, it broke out of a five-year high. Okay. And, so that's very significant. You have some very intelligent people saying you should be in gold. You remember Louise Yamada? Her on TV? She's a well-known technician,
Is she still around?
Oh, yeah, I'm surprised. And she
remember
says,
Heckle and Jekyll?
Yeah, but the breakout.
Kind of a lookalike.
Breakout above 1,400.
Here comes the lawsuit.
Suggest the next target is 1,525, which, if successfully met, would point to the next goal of 1,600 to 1,800.
I was a little late.
Yeah, a little, timing's kind of tough. But and then Paul Tudor Jones, very well known. I think he owns the Boston Red Sox, but he's a great, well-known trader.
Okay.
And he said a break above 1,400 pointed to 1,700. Okay, and Jeffrey Gundlach, who we all know,
from
Buffalo, Double Line Capital. He's been reiterating several times, about you should be buying gold. So there you go. You got a lot of friends now.
On top of that, take a look if you get the dollar chart, point and figure, which is DX/Y. Dollar's falling.
Okay.
Take a look at the 10-year yield chart, what's happening there. Drop below 2 this week. They're in alignment, whatever that means.
Yeah, so all these guys heard me a year and a half ago.
Yeah, and it took them a while.
It's okay to be early.
They kept thinking about it, so.
I should keep going because the Indians buy a lot of gold in the summer for their weddings.
Well, you know what they said, obviously is, it's been a long time since gold reacted to what's going on geopolitically.
Right. Yeah. That's why I called you guys. I want your input.
But the interesting thing was they point out that normally when interest rates are low, it's not – interest rates are a factor in the gold price, okay?
Okay.
But – and therefore, if interest rates are pretty decent, they say, why do you want to pay to hold gold, all this time and whatever? But now, because – $13 trillion of debt is negative interest rates.
Yeah.
It's not a factor for gold, right? Wouldn't you rather own gold than get minus 4%, 0.4% or something,
Okay.
So that helps gold, too. So anyway, there you go. There's a few decent reasons why gold could be strong. So.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's for sure. Hopefully it's not a false breakout, but, it looks
like that's why I'm still... holding my breath.
Yeah, I know. You never know. Every time and you think.
But that's why I brought up that those three things are in alignment.
Yeah, and the dollar's coming
the
down.
The dollar and interest rates and
gold. So you got that interest rates. You got a lot of things going for it right now. So.
Well, that's good. So I was close.
Yeah, you were close. You know, you're only off by what, 6 months or so?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you said 1,400 by the end of the year or something.
Right, but silver's still lagging tremendously.
Yeah, they pointed that out. You know, it's one guy's using your ratio thing to say that silver's really normally outperforms gold. It's not doing, and it's the highest ratio. What is it, 90 to 1 or something like that, gold
to
silver?
No, actually, when I talked to you last week, it was 90 to 1. I believe it's close to 92 to 1 right now.
Oh, okay, well, whatever. It's at an amazing high level. So it remains to
be seen. You want a simple explanation for that?
What?
Sure.
Gold is gold, and silver is half industrial and half gold, so to speak.
Okay.
Follow me?
Yeah. As a.
But if we're in such a good economy, why?
Well, when the 10-year drops below 2 and the dollar drops and gold goes up and we have an inverted yield curve, say it 3 times and maybe it'll be true in a great economy.
Should I click my heels too?
Yeah.
Well,
so yeah. My answer is it's half industrial and half
right
precious metals, and that's what's going on with
and
silver.
And you being a good conspiracy theorist.
Me or him?
I'm a great
him.
Conspiracy theorist.
Right. He's a big conspiracy theorist.
I'm not a theorist, Peter.
You're a...
They tagged that on to as a negative.
Oh. It shouldn't be a negative. I mean, you can have...
You know where that came from?
No.
About a few years after the Kennedy assassination, everybody was writing their opinions about it.
Mm-hmm.
So the CIA created that term.
Oh, did they really? Holy cow.
But yeah, they did that to negate anybody's opinion about it.
Yeah, but maybe somebody's holding down the price of silver, right? Who knows?
I could believe that.
I know you could. That's why I figured I'd throw it out there.
I like my explanation better.
He likes
very
his
simple.
Better.
So. I like yours too, Willard.
Very simple, half right. And half, you know.
Yep. Well, as always, we appreciate you starting off our show there.
I couldn't wait. I bought some physical gold.
Did you really?
Just before. And the guy I bought it from said, gold should be 14 in 2 weeks. That was 3 days ago.
Oh, really? Holy cow.
We better start using him.
When I see him again, I'll say, well, you were really in the ballpark.
Well, it's close, right?
This is true. So, well, thank you, guys.
Well, thank you for calling
Thanks
and getting us
call.
Started.
You have a wonderful weekend. It's supposed to be nice.
Well, that's all right. I hope so. No
I'll
more rain.
It. I'll take it.
Take care.
You are listening to Willard Sapristan, Peter Greco, live Saturday, June 22nd at 10:15. Call us, the Dollar Doctors, 716-803-1520 or 800-879-7541 or leave us a note on our website, sapristan.com. Go to the Dollar Doctor tab. Go to live streaming. Go to the bottom. It's supposed to be at the top. We talk every Saturday about it. We do nothing.
Is that surprising?
Good morning, Marty.
Morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Okay. Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, just a quick question, a little advice. I got a little project at home, going to be about $15,000. I've got the money to pay it, and just in my bank account. But you always say take a little off the top. Seeing your what the market did this last week. What do you think of taking $15,000 off of my 401, both retired, and I haven't really touched it yet.
Well, when you say retired, are you 70 yet?
My wife is, yeah. I'll be 70 in August.
Well, when you're 70 and a half, you have to take money out.
Right, right. My wife's starting to get her minimum deduction in a couple of months here.
I'd say it depends on your tax bracket. If you can take it out at a low tax rate, great. If it's a lower tax rate next year because you had no earned income,
okay. Oh,
then you got to wait till January and get it somewhere else.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because they always say take some off the top. Well, I was wondering if that's what they meant by that, taking it off to do something like this.
Well, I mean, they always say take a little profit, but what you're doing is just letting it sit there for another opportunity, or just cutting back a little,
Okay. Okay, great.
Okay.
That's what I needed to know.
Okay.
Yeah, Marty, check your tax brackets.
Okay, thanks, guys. Appreciate the help.
Okay, you're welcome. Take care.
You know, call us at 803-1520. We're live. The Dollar Doctors, Willard Sapriston, Peter Greco, or 1-800-879-7541. 10:15 Saturday, June 22nd. Show brought to you by Sapriston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton, MSRB, SIPC, RIA, FINRA.
Any more alphabets?
I love the regulators.
Yep. Anyway.
I'll have to stop there.
Yeah, give us a call. Lines are wide open. You can cut your lawn later. You know, give us a call. 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541.
Cut your lawn later.
Yeah.
I like to get it done early.
I don't know. My backyard's still wet, so.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, good week in the market. Good year so far. S&P's up almost 18%. Dow's up almost 15%. NASDAQ's up 21%. And the Russell's up about 13%. Actually, I think it's more than
that. I saw that the Russell might be breaking out.
I think the Russell's up more than 13. I just didn't get a chance to write that one down. But anyway. But here's an interesting thing from this week's Barron's. Jim Paulson, the chief investment strategist at the Luthol Group. And they said, you know, there's a lot of stimulus that moves. There's a triumvirate of stimulus, fiscal, monetary, and globally. And he said that, you know, the last time this has been in place, okay, which is only, well, not the last time, but 14% of the time over the past half century. In those periods, the S&P 500 was higher 6 months later, 81% of the time, climbing at an average clip of 17.5%.
I'll take it.
And I think one of the best comments he made is, I think the biggest thing is to fight the urge to get too bearish. In order to be successful last year, you had to be appropriately cautious in the face of nothing but good news. This year, I think it's the opposite. You really have to stay appropriately bullish in the face of nothing but bad news. Interesting comment. And that
sounds like someone smart.
Yeah, well, I don't. You know, Paulson's well known. How well he does, I don't know. You know, I guess he's had his moments like everybody else, but he certainly is well known in the financial industry. So I don't know who's on.
Well, we'll take a call if there is one. How's that?
Yeah. Or maybe nobody.
Nobody.
To unknown people.
That's what it says.
But, you know.
Here we go. Nick, good morning.
Hello, Nick.
Anyone there?
We're here.
That's good.
Okay.
I think we're having a little trouble.
At any rate, you know, give us a call because the lines are, you know, still wide open, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541, or go to our chat box, sapriston.com.
Good morning, Nick, or someone.
Yes, good morning, guys.
We got you.
I'm listening, and Willard told me to get off my bike. I was riding my bike.
Willard told you.
I better stop and call.
Nice, thank you.
Yeah, you stopped me right in my tracks, Willard.
Unbelievable. Well, as long as you didn't fly over the handlebar, you know, it's all right.
So I got a real tiny investment in Walmart.
Oh, really? Holy cow.
It's been doing better and better, finally.
Jeez,
I want to sell it. I don't want to be a pig and get slaughtered.
Oh,
what do you
hey.
Think? Is it going to go much higher?
Well, I don't watch CNBC very much, and for some reason, I had it on, and they were saying, I don't know who came up with it, a target. Oh, there's a lot of call buying for 130, okay.
And the point and figure price objective is 125, and it did break a long year and a half, 2 year out of a base.
Yeah, I mean, it should.
So it would not really be a sale here unless there were other mitigating circumstances in my mind, anyways.
Or it's a sale only if you want to take a little profit, you know. But it looks like it, you know, it should go, or you know, it should go. No guarantees, but it could go.
Do
I
your
say,
own research.
Could go. You know, 125, 130. So you have to decide.
Very, yeah.
if that's worth
it. I was
it
wondering
to hang
if
on.
I should buy yeah. more this morning when I looked at it.
Yep.
Oh, well, then I...
And that, well, that okay. doesn't... That's probably you should do the opposite.
All right. But anyway, I mean, the chart's beautiful. The price targets, the one whoever was on CNBC, plus the chart seemed to say 125 to 130. But,
okay.
What would you put as a stop on this thing anyway? Probably...
A little difficult.
Yeah, it's a little hard.
Because if it goes down, it'll be in support. Well, the 50-day is 103.
Yeah.
But you're at 98 on the 200.
Yeah. So I'd say, if you're willing to give back a little bit under $100 or something like that, the share, $100, then that's where I'd say you reevaluate.
Do you do point and figure charting?
No, I'm not quite that sophisticated.
Okay.
Now, sometimes it doesn't help to be sophisticated, but we'll cover that in another topic. But.
And I one more question about another one. Mm-hmm. My stock, I've had this for quite a while. Peter Greco Fantastic.
Really? Holy cow. Yes. I remember that from the past.
Yeah, it's been very good for me.
Well, it has to be with that kind of name.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hanging in. Has it got the right PGF, huh? What is that?
It's a preferred portfolio. ETF, right?
Yeah.
You got it for income.
Yes.
Yeah. And
it's about 1860 or so a share in that area.
Yeah.
58 maybe.
The one positive, I'm going to say one positive, but it had a false breakdown or what they call. What does that woman call it?
Huh?
When you break down and then you come right back up again. Shakeout.
Shakeout
pattern.
Shakeout.
And, when you break down through support and then there's no real strong follow-through and you just rally right back above that level, it's bullish, So definitely it's a hold to say right now,
It pays a nice monthly dividend.
Yep.
So monthly, did it repeat that? Monthly dividend.
And interest rates are going your way, so.
Excellent.
Looks all right.
We do hold that in some of the accounts, I might add.
That's what they call a disclaimer. We do hold
disclaimer,
it in some of our accounts.
Well, thank you, gentlemen.
Okay.
I enjoyed shakedown of relevant information from you.
And we enjoy your wit.
You're great. Give us a call again, will you?
Will do.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Okay,
all right,
you're
take
listening
care.
To the Dollar Doctors Live Saturday, June 22nd at 10:25. Call us at 803-1520 or 1-800-879-7541. Good morning. Good morning. No good morning.
No good morning. It's a bad morning? What is?
Can you read lips?
No.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. Anyway, we will look at the chat box and see if there's some questions
thank you
there
for
on
reminding
the chat
me.
Box there.
I was just going to say I'm feeling euphoric today.
Oh, you're euphoric? Time to sell.
T-E-U-M.
Oh, God, is that died? I got out of that a
clobbered
while ago.
Clobbered by short.
Yeah.
What is this? T-E-U-M.
What's he want to do with it?
He wants to know what we think.
No, but what was that about short?
Thoughts on this after getting clobbered by a short attack.
Oh, is that what caused it? Okay.
No.
Well, I had gotten out of that a while ago when it just, a month, whatever, 2 months ago. I don't know. I forgot. T-E-U-M.
I can't pronounce it. Paretium.
Paretium.
Paretium Corp. Came down, broke the trend line, which is a sell, and turned around.
Yeah.
You like
reversed
that.
If it was a short attack.
So it went from 5 to 2.5-ish, and a quarter.
So, and looking.
Close at 2.5.
Yeah. But believe it or not, the general longer-term trend is still up. It held important support, bounced off it. So probably if it dropped to
two.
If it dropped to two, then you'd be concerned if you're holding it, But, aggressive trader would have jumped in when it hit, 250 or so, 275. I can't see from here, but.
275.
Yeah, damn. So would have jumped in at 275, and if he was a trader, put a stop at two or slightly under two, but I would hold it right now.
Do your own research.
Yep.
And Humana.
Humana.
H-U-M.
Bullish article in Barron's this weekend, so I encourage you, we always say do your own research, you know, pick up a copy of Barron's or read it at the library or read it at Barnes & Noble.
Is that what you do? Oh, no, you
no,
get it
I don't.
Online.
I don't. But anyway.
I buy it, but yeah. I don't get it till Sunday morning.
Yeah. And a very bullish article remains
nice
to be seen.
Nice little breakout.
You know, if it affects the stock on Monday, it'll be interesting. And it's right at the downtrend line, but it gave a buy signal with a potential target of what on that thing?
Oh, 324, and it closed at 270.
Yeah, that's a nice potential
or
target.
Or you could do a buy on stop at 276.
That would break the downtrend line.
Break the downtrend. That's how I like to do it.
So he likes to do it at 276.
I'd rather pay more.
Did the person say whether they were looking to buy or didn't say or whatever?
I don't know.
But anyway, whatever.
What's going on?
What's going on?
That was the question.
Well, what's going on? I didn't get a chance to read the Barron's.
All the health cares were up yesterday.
Barron's article. Yeah, the healthcare stocks in general have picked up. I think there's something else in Barron's saying that the bit about Amazon kind of hurt everybody, but they said that's not a big deal, you know, where they were going to get into healthcare and that type of thing. But
that's an old article.
Yeah, but they have it again in Barron's. Why, I don't know. But, you know, they covered it in Barron's. But, you know, I'd look at the Barron's article because they cover Humana in detail much better than I can do since I never got to read the article. I just saw the headline. So, but the stock looks good.
Stock looks good. You could look at the group and see what's going on with the group, which has been weeks since Bernie Sanders said one for all and all for one.
That's for sure.
So look at United Health. I saw that on the screen last night. Was close to 250. Used to be 284. See it? That broke out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that broke out
and
too.
So and the that's way above
looks
the
like
trend line.
And they always want to see that. We always say, look at the sector. You know, if all of a sudden the sector is acting well, and a lot of stocks in the sector are acting well too, it's a good area.
They say that's 80% of the reason that a stock moves, the sector.
Yep. So.
They say.
So the chart looks good. Willard gave
sectors,
you a number.
Sector's turning a little bit.
Yeah, so it looks like an interesting investment, and encourage you to read the Barron's article if you want to get into the details.
John left that.
Yeah.
We're going to break.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperstein Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Willard Saperstein, Peter Greco, The Dollar Doctors, live Saturday, June 22nd, 2019 at 10:30. Shows rebroadcast from 12 to 1 Saturday night, unless this is a sporting event. And we are archived at our website, saperstein.com, for past shows and live and streaming at our website if you're not in the Western New York area. So I listen from Florida when I'm down there. And shows brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, member FINRA SIPC, MSRB registration, and RIA, which means Registered Investment Advisor. Free economic research at our website from Stone and McCarthy, and they're covering the change in interest rates in the housing market pretty thoroughly this week. And also you can see where the rates were a week ago, a month ago, a year ago, and where the markets were very, very, very all-knowing, at least the rate table, right? It is what it is.
It is what it is, and a lot of people say the inverted yield curve does not mean what people think. you know,
it's different this time.
No, there's a lot of other. It is. I mean, when have you seen negative interest rates in the world? You tell me. Ever?
So I want to know: are they going to cut the Fed?
I have no idea. No idea. Because they're in a tough spot. They don't want to look like they're being bullied.
Well, if they cut and they still are doing the balance sheet reduction, then those two things are opposite.
If they're still doing that.
They are still doing that.
Yeah. Are they? Well, who knows?
Now, if they just stopped the balance sheet reduction and didn't cut, that would help.
I guess, but to me, it's all irrelevant. Trying to guess what any of it means, it's kind of irrelevant.
Sounds.
It sounds great.
Thoughtful.
It sounds thoughtful, but it can get you in trouble. But anyway, there's somebody who couldn't get us live streaming because it wasn't working. So he's listening to the show on the phone. That's why that's up.
That's
there.
What's going on.
And to that person who's listening, I would try a different browser. Maybe you have, you know, but I try a different browser.
Yeah, there are two or three offered on the website.
Yeah, so, no, but I mean the browser that he's using to get into the website.
I understand you.
Is that because I've worked with you so long? So if you're using Internet Explorer, go to Google, Chrome, go to Firefox, whatever, and try that. And
good morning, Art.
May work.
Good morning, Art.
How's everyone doing?
Well, you stopped following your snap, and I read only good things about it.
Yeah, what was it? Let's see. About 14, was it, on close, I think?
Yeah.
I think it was more than 14.
What I did was I sold at the loss, and then I bought it back at 12 again.
Well, you're all right then.
I'm not bad with that. The question today is on Pacific Gas and Electric. Of course, I read everything possible on the Internet, and Yahoo Finance had a wonderful two or three articles about the governor wanting to start a fund up. One second, I'm trying to get rid of the sound off my computer because I'm talking to you on the phone. Here we go, get that off. I was getting confused. Yeah, John did a wonderful job getting me hooked up because I had a problem with the streaming for a while.
What's the symbol?
PCG.
PCG.
Yeah, I reversed the letters. I couldn't understand what I was doing.
Yeah, well, it's odd because Pacific Gas and Electric Corporation is a parent, and the only thing that's a subsidiary is Pacific Gas and Electric Company. And they got the same board of directors. So
Went strictly by the chart, it looks very bullish.
Yeah, you know what was strange about it? It was 22.96, up 4.48 for the week. And I think a lot of it had to do with this possibility of a fund which could fund some of the wildfire problems and things that are owed for people.
Well, you know, whatever, you know, like I say, I'm not a big news person because a lot of times when you try to guess what the news means and the effect on the stock, it does exactly the opposite thing.
Sure.
You
know, so, yeah, they have July 12th as the cutoff date for the legislature to take off for the summer. So the governor's hoping he can get something passed by then and find out.
What kind of price targets this thing come up with anyway on the chart?
You asking me?
I see you're leaning back in your chair doing nothing.
41. 41.
41 potential 41. Target.
There wonderful. It's 52 week. It's 507 to 49.42. And I could kick myself. I'm usually a bottom fisher, but I hold a lot of it. And I should have bought a lot more at 5.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, when it turned around, maybe even at 7. What do you, you know, by 7, it had turned.
Sure, I was thinking, you know, 10,000 shares, I could have made quite a bit of money.
Did you ever notice investing is easy in hindsight? You know, so.
Right. Well, I didn't sell out anyway, so that's a positive.
Here's where I should have sold. Here's where I should have bought.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
And the other one is the Ultra, American Century Ultra, is doing quite well.
The TWCUX.
TWCUX. It was up $1.33 for the week, and it's $49.06. So it's pushing. It hasn't hit ever 50. I called them up to find out whether they plan to pay a long-term capital gains distribution in December, and they said it's too early that I can call back.
That would have been my answer. It's too early to know.
Yeah, to know. But I asked them whether the prices of the shares is affected as to whether or not they're going to pay a capital gain. He said it's not a direct relationship. because this is its all-time high, and every November, December, they issue something, and they pay several dollars per share, which is long-term.
Well, I mean, you know they will be paying capital gains. They just don't know how much they'll be paying. Okay.
Sure. So. And then the good part about this is right in January through March, the price goes right back up to where it was before it paid the capital gains. So it's sort of a self thing. You know, it pays a nice capital gains each time.
Well, I'm not going to go into that.
No.
I mean, capital gains don't mean anything. You know,
but long term, and 15%, and then for the shares to go right back up again, you know.
Yeah, because don't forget, if it's not in the tax deferred account, you're going to pay taxes on the capital gains, all right? You know, so.
Well, yeah, but.
But anyway.
I don't mind paying 15% if I make, you know, $3 a share and I have 12,000 shares. So I'm pretty happy with that fund. I've had that since it was about $6 a share. So I'm going back quite a bit.
Yep.
All right, I'm enjoying the show. I had some problems with the streaming thing. I had it two or three times, but John squared me right away.
Okay.
It's working good now. And enjoy your show, and I look forward to hearing you again at midnight.
All right.
Thanks very much, Art.
Take care. Thank you for calling.
Appreciate it. Call us live, Dollar Doctor, Saturday morning, 803-1520, June 22nd, or 800-879-7541. Good morning,
Victor.
Victor.
Hey, guys. Good morning. As usual, good nice show here.
Thank you.
I went through Investors Daily this week, and your opinion on, do you think small caps could outperform mid and large caps going forward here? Because there's a lot of nice charts, comparatively speaking, small cap versus mid and large caps in just this past issue of IBD. I was wondering what you thought.
It seems to be breaking out, and it certainly lagged.
Right.
And a number of people have pointed out that this very high discrepancy between the large indexes and the small caps doesn't always last forever and usually reverts back. And so that would say that, you know, if it goes back to what you call reverting to the mean of relative performance, I guess the small caps could start outperforming at this point.
A couple charts I'd like you guys to comment on that I like. The first one is NEO.
NEO.
I've got a buy stop in. No orders I've already got in. None of them hit yet. I got a buy stop in at 24.75.
Oh,
and I'm trying to sell some. I want to go short the naked put at 22. But I was wondering what you thought of the chart.
Makes me sick. Because I remember when people were mentioning this long time ago when it was single digit.
Right. It's a super chart. It's a nice company. Their earnings. I mean, it's a great little company that's in an area where they do a lot of testing, specimen testing. Mm-hmm. You know, they compete with the Quest Diagnostics, the LabCorp, but they got this little niche. Hmm. Yeah, they got this little niche where they do. These cancerous tumors, they have a way in which to get results back quicker than the big guys do. And it's just they just keep growing.
Hmm. Oh, what's the name of the company?
Neogenetics.
Neogenetics. Neogenomics. Yeah, neogenomics.
Right.
Yeah. A lot of times we don't mention the name. We'll do the symbol and we don't mention the name. I just remembered this time. So. But anyway.
What do you think it broke out.
You would have bought it on a buy stop at what?
23.
Yeah, I want to get over this. It's got a little base going here. I want to I put it in at 24.75.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I can't see the point and figure chart. Probably would have to change that. Yeah, I can't change it, can you?
I can change a little bit of it. Yeah, you want to do it at what? 25.
24.75. It's in it. Yeah.
Well, you do a quarter box point and figure, and you'll see it. Same.
Yeah, in other words, the real breakout based on the point and figure would be 25, all right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And 24.75 would be the high where it was recently.
Right, that's what I usually do, yeah. It's a little bit above a point.
And any particular reason for the pullback on Friday at all? Or
No. Okay. No. Okay. The volume wasn't crazy.
Matter of fact, it was quadruple witching, and I think there was a lot of wacky action on Friday with a lot of stock. So I kind of ignore what happened this Friday. So
you guys like it, huh?
Yeah. I mean,
own it in a few of the accounts.
Oh, okay.
Because it seems that they've got a lock on the, as you just pointed out, on the cancer tumor market, and everyone's using them instead of the big ones.
Right, exactly. Right. Oh, that's good. So the chart I really like, the second one I'm going to comment, then I'll get off it. So take a look at MFGP, Michael Frank George Pantera. MFGP.
Pantera.
Micro Focus International.
Right. Look at the MACD and look at the relative strength if you can pull it up. Both heading in the right direction. I've seen these things really. I just love this chart. I got a buy stop in at 26.10.
What is an MFCD?
MFGP.
Sorry.
Pantera. Where'd you get that Portera from?
I'm changing the what database we're using. There it is, Peter.
Yep. And what's nice, too, is it's above its 50-day, it looks like. Is that the 50-day, the blue one? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's the relative strength is positive.
And where's your buy stop on it?
26.10.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks all right.
I mean, I like this. I like the side indicators on this one even a little better than the NEO. If you can't pull it up, when you go home, the MACD and the relative strength. Those things are just starting to break out. They're looking really, really good.
No, we just pulled it up. We're looking.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm looking at. I went back to the NEO on this chart on this database.
I bought some more of a small cap ETF that I've held that I'm trying to dollar cost average in just this past week. I just think small cap, if I could, add a little bit to it, I'm still hold some cash, but I think small cap is, additional funds. I think it's kind of what I'm seeing. It's the way to go.
Yeah, that's what it looks like so far. That it's been, back and forth in small caps. They roared out of the gate in the beginning of the year, then they really got clobbered, and now they're coming back again.
The market's crazy, though.
It's nutty.
I'm a CNBC guy. I watch the halftime show religiously, and I watch the 5 o'clock show religiously. And I like, I like Grasso in the afternoon. I like a couple of the guys in the noon. And you know what? If you track these guys over the last year or two, nobody's more than 55-60% right on anything.
Of course not.
I mean, you people, the Kardashian brothers have been wrong much.
Sure.
Come on.
Yeah. But, the key is if you lose less than you make, you're ahead of the game, right? Because I've read a number of books of commodity traders, and a lot of them are only 30% right, but they cut their losses quickly,
Right. Okay, guys. Hey, good show, and thank you for your input.
Okay, thanks for calling. Rick. Have a good weekend.
Give us a ring live, the Dollar Doctor, Saturday, June 22nd, ESPN 1520. Call us at 803-1520, 716-803-1520, or 800-879-7541. Good morning, Jack.
Morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
Okay.
Good.
Good. Listen, I'm not big on IPOs usually. Uber and Lyft, I personally wouldn't have anything to do with them. But I just read something about a company called Slack, S-L-A-C-K. That's not the symbol. It's the name of the company. And
I think that's the symbol, too, I think.
Possibly. But they're a workplace collaboration company. From what I read, they're used by 600,000 groups and have 95,000 paying customers. Because they have so much cash, they had like $793 million of cash, and they were able to do a direct listing. And I'm not sure what that is. Supposedly they didn't have to issue new shares and they simply began trading. The revenues rose by 67% to about $135 million, and this year they're anticipating $600 million. So I'm just wondering what you might think of it. Seems like it might be something to get in early. The reference point was $26, but it began trading at like $38.50. So it looks like it might be something worthwhile. And I'm just seeing what you know about it.
I don't know in such a thing if they have a quiet period. And I don't know also if the insiders are barred from selling for the first 6 months.
I think they are not. In fact, I think I read that they could get rid of it. Unlike some of them, they were not held to that.
Now, when did it come out?
Two days ago.
Yeah, within the last couple of days.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not gonna. But they go back. No,
it's only been out a couple of days.
Yeah, I know.
But the other thing is that in IPOs, you know, one guy who does IPOs, he never buys them the first day, or he waits 5 days, right? And what he does is, and hopefully he's not listening to me because I'm giving something away, but he looks at the highest closing price during the first 5 days.
Okay.
And if it closes above that price, that's when you buy, all right? And if you had followed that rule in Lyft, you would have never gotten in.
Yeah.
And, so that's, I mean, every once in a while, yeah, they take off. There's been some ridiculous ones that go up unbelievably, like Beyond, what is that, BYND?
Beyond Meat.
Beyond Meat or something like that. And you know, that happens. But in general, I think if you just let them settle in for, you know, 5 days or so and then take a look and see what's going on, you know. Otherwise, I mean, you could always just jump in. But I can't remember where I read it, if it was in Barron's a week ago or whatever, but it was very negative on Slack.
Oh, really?
Yeah, very negative article on it.
So do a little more research.
Yeah, I'd look for that, you know, article wherever it was, you know, because they said, I forgot, I just looked through it quickly, but it was a negative article on them, you know.
Okay, I appreciate
just,
it.
Just to look at the other side of it doesn't mean anything. Could be wrong. Right?
Yeah,
who knows?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like anything, you can read the good, you can read the bad,
yeah,
and you have to sort out what
sort it out, or you're stuck. You can't make a decision. You know,
yeah. Okay. Thanks so much.
Okay, you're quite welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Jack. Give us a ring. We're live at the Dollar Doctors Saturday, June 22nd, at 716-803-1520 or 800-879-7541.
Anything on the chat box there?
Chat box says BLK. Maybe I'm not reading that right. Yeah, BLK.
BLK? What are they looking to do? Anything?
Buy it.
Buy BLK.
MESA.
MESA. What's that, Mesa?
And Mesa, yeah. PNBI.
PNBI. Interesting.
Yeah.
At least two stocks I don't recognize there.
Well, let's do BLK, which I think is BlackRock. Maybe not.
I don't think so.
They have a couple of them.
Yeah.
BLK.
You're right, yeah.
Pays 2.8%, sells at $468.
Boy.
And the chart looks, it broke the downtrend.
Mm-hmm.
They had a great article somewhere last week.
So you could
about how great they were.
Yeah, and you could Google it once again, doing your own research and see what kind of articles there have
been.
And
they're very fancy people.
But it's got one of our favorite patterns. You know, it broke the downtrend line, it pulled back, retested the downtrend line. Potential targets, what on that thing?
588. 100 points up.
Yeah, take it with a grain of salt. But that was the high, you know, close to the high before it came down. And, you know, the stop would be, what, 408, looks like, or something?
Yeah, 408.
And where to close at?
468.
No, it's a long way back.
15%.
Yeah, well, it's not. In this market, you have to give a little more room for volatility. You have to decide, you know, what risk-reward you have and how much you're willing to give back. And once you look at the reward and the risk you're willing to take, you go from there, you know. But there should be. Where's the 200-day and 50-day?
Well, you want to know everything, huh?
I want to know everything.
Now that I moved the chart away.
That's why I did it. Testing
200-day at 4:30.
Yep.
50-day at 4:53. If you use a 50-day, you're only 10, 15 points away.
Yeah, or you use the 200-day, which is 4:30, and that's not bad, about 7%.
Yep.
That's a William O'Neill stop.
It is.
There you go.
It is.
So you could use either that, you know, below 4:50 or what's the other one, 4:30?
4:30.
Yeah, I would probably use 4:30. You know, you got to give things a little more room. It's a very volatile market, so okay.
BLK.
So what was the other ones there?
Mesa Air, MESA.
Oh, it's Mesa Air, not Mesa Petroleum.
No,
no, no, not that. Yeah.
It's not bad. It had a breakout. It closed at $10.66. But you're still coming up to the downtrend at 12. Price objective 17 on point and figure.
And what's the 200-day? 10.57, does it say?
Yep.
Yeah. So you're right around that 200-day. You want to see it, you know, not drop back below that 200-day and...
But your 50-day is 928.
Yeah, so at least you're above
the 50-day.
So
you've got the golden, you've got the death cross going on, right?
Yeah, yeah. But you could use the 50-day as a stop if you're interested in it.
You could, could.
And what's the potential target on it?
17.
Yeah, for what it's worth, which you never take with a grain of salt. Okay. And the last one is?
PNBI. Paul Nancy. Boy, igloo, and I don't know how to type. Do it again, PNBI. Maybe I copied it wrong.
PNBI?
Yeah. Never heard of it, right?
No, never heard of it. That doesn't mean anything. Yeah.
How about PRBI?
Okay.
No, that's an N. PN.
Well, anyway, all right.
Who knows?
You don't
what
know
it
what
is.
It is.
Don't know what it
Maybe
is.
Maybe you can type it in again if you get a chance. We're coming down. We got about 5 minutes left. I think we may have. Do we have a phone call or? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's on the line?
Morning.
Morning, guys. How you doing? This is Vic.
Oh,
hey, Vic.
Yeah.
Victor might want to pick up Investor's Business Daily from last week. There's a terrific article about NeoGenomics, very bullish.
Okay.
Very
That's
detailed.
The one I read. That's why I bought it last week.
Yeah, it's great. Want to ask you about a couple of boring stocks that I'm at a position where I'm not sure if I want to either add or get out. Waste Management, WM.
It's been on fire.
Yeah, it looks like it's near its objective. Just want to know what your thoughts are.
Price objective on point and figure is 145. It closed at 115, 116.
Oh, okay. I thought it was less
but,
than that.
But you know, they don't give you a time.
Yeah.
So maybe someday it'll be at 145. It doesn't mean tomorrow. A chart is very bullish, but it's extended.
Yeah. Yeah, the 50 days wear on that.
108.
Yeah, so if you wanted, you could use below 108 for a potential. You know, take a little profit or whatever. You know, or all whatever, depending on what you want to do. But but right now it looks good.
What do you think about Ingersoll Rand IR?
I haven't looked at that in years.
I bought it when they decided to sell one of their plants in Buffalo.
Yeah, closed at 125, had a breakout.
Looks great, really. Yeah, what's the target on it there?
Target is 187, 50 days 120. I mean, it goes below 120 a little bit. Maybe you want to sell half, but generally we wouldn't market to sell if it came in as a managed stock.
Yeah, it looks like hang on with it.
And one final one. You know, you were talking about gold before. What do you think about Kirkland Lake? Is it too late to get in?
We own it in three accounts. That doesn't mean anything. But it is the Cadillac of miners, or has been.
Has been for, and, I mean, unbelievable.
Quite a while, last year.
It's like about the only gold stock to own.
And it broke out again.
Yep.
and price projected 54. And you know, it's number one or two in the IBD 50, right?
Yeah.
But it was, yeah. But it did break out way back last fall, and that's where I caught it.
So we're holding it.
That's to answer you.
What about getting in?
Half, maybe.
Yeah, especially with
gold. We're positive on the miners right now because of all the stuff we talked about. Listen to the replay at the beginning of the show about gold. We had a long thing on it.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, the sector's hot all of a sudden. I don't think it's too late, really.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thanks for your help.
Thanks for calling. Okay, we're down to the last 30 seconds,
less
whatever.
Less than a minute. You have been listening. There you go. Willard Saperston, Peter Grech of the Dollar Doctors, rebroadcast from 12 to 1 tonight, Saturday. We are live every Saturday from 10 to 11. Shows archived at the website saperston.com with free economic research from Stone and McCarthy, fresh every Saturday morning. As we always say, keep a little powder dry and good night and good luck.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperston and Peter Grech answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperston Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperston Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.